local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Well, I hope you didn't get sick of hearing us, because we're here for about another, what's that, 49 minutes?
Close.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, typically with Joe and Austin. Joe's not here. He's doing some moving. He's going to be gone tomorrow as well, but I've got the fabulous Steve Taylor keeping me company. Steve, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing terrific, and if, in case you're worried, Joe will be back on Monday.
Yes, Joe will be back next week. Obviously, he's been very vocal about the moving process. It's very hectic, especially when you're moving into your first home, so of course, we totally understand his absence there. Alrighty, so I have been looking out my window. Beautiful scenery here in the studio, except for the big rigs that I keep seeing just inching by on I-10. If you, for whatever reason, do not know what I'm referring to, you'll find out in about 3 minutes. But before we get into that, let's dive right in with our top three stories here. Starting with the Supreme Court, it's preserving access to a widely used abortion pill. The High Court unanimously ruled that a group of anti-abortion doctors who challenged the FDA's actions to make mifepristone more accessible did not have legal standing to sue and threw out the case. The ruling will allow the pill to be mailed to patients without an in-person doctor's visit, and this comes just 2 years after the court overturned the landmark abortion rights decision known as Roe v. Wade.
Well, a U.S. Navy submarine is now in Cuba a day after two Russian warships arrived in Havana. The U.S. Southern Command confirms the USS Helena arrived in Guantanamo Bay today. It says it's part of a routing port visit and the vessel's location and transit were previously planned. The arrival of a Russian frigate and a submarine at the Havana port has been seen as a show of force by the longtime ally of Cuba, but both the U.S. and Cuba says it posts no threat. The ships conducted a high-precision missile weapons training in the Atlantic Ocean before heading to Cuba.
That won't get worse at all.
No.
Hopefully it won't. My sarcasm is delivered with hope for sure. The United States is investing $60 billion in global infrastructure. This comes as President Biden appears alongside G7 leaders in Italy today. The U.S. and its allies also agreed on a plan to give Ukraine a $50 billion loan for defense and reconstruction as the war against Russia carries on. Biden is set to sign a bilateral security agreement with Ukraine today. A little bit early to 6:15, but I'm sure y'all won't mind. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. A lot going on the roads here this evening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, starting with I-10 eastbound. If you were trying to travel past Escambia Bay Bridge and or over Escambia Bay Bridge, rather, and approach the Avalon Boulevard area to get into Milton, had a couple of nasty accidents there, caused very severe backups and some road closures. It does look like we still have some very heavy congestion starting at Scenic, which is where the redirections really kick in, and it backs you up all the way to Pensacola Boulevard. And as a result of these redirections and people just trying to get off the interstate of their own accord, we've got heavy backups on Scenic that bleed into North 9th Avenue, that bleed onto North Davis Highway, so on so forth. Also got some backups on I-10 westbound. If you're traveling towards Palafox Street, had an accident over there that's caused some heavy backups that are going to push you back onto I-110 north. Also, the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street, very backed up if you're traveling northbound on Palafox or westbound on Burgess. Pensacola Boulevard in that same area, traveling northbound towards Burgess, also backed up as well. All of this appears to be within that bubble of accident runoff there. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and then it's Gulf Breeze. That was just Pensacola. Now it's Gulf Breeze. If you are trying to travel eastbound towards Tiger Point, still got very heavy backups that back you up to Gulf Breeze, and then another wave of it that goes over the entirety of 3 Mile Bridge. So if you plan on getting anywhere in any of these areas, you will be held up for a little while longer at the very least. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, the weather's good, but I was just checking the traffic cam there at the accident site on the Escambia Bay Bridge at Scenic Highway.
Yes.
The traffic is getting through in one lane, if you're in that backup, but it's the far right lane. So if you can, if you're stuck in that long backup there, kind kind of work your way toward the right lane, and it looks like traffic is now flowing through pretty nicely in that one lane only, but the backup continues beyond that. Now the weather, which is a whole lot better than the traffic, we expect clear skies tonight, about 77 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and hot again, high 91. Back Saturday and Sunday has basically the same forecast. Right now, it's still warm. It's 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton, and that's the weather.
Thank you very much, Steve. All righty, getting into our loaded local headline slate here. We've got the Florida Highway Patrol says that they're still looking for information on a fatal hit and run that killed a bicyclist just over 1 year ago. The crash happened in June of last year when a silver or white SUV hit a 61-year-old man on a bicycle that was riding on Sorrento, approaching Blue Angel. Troopers say the SUV would most likely have sustained damage to the front end or windshield. FHP is looking for someone who either had a windshield replaced around that time or parks and hides a vehicle with tarps or in a secluded area. If you have any information, contact FHP.
Well, Pensacola police are investigating an attempted arson on West Jordan Street this week. Pensacola Police Department's Mike Wood says a woman poured lighter fluid on the outside of a home, lit it, and then she took off.
She was last seen head southbound on Barcelona Street, so we're still working that. Fortunately, there were no injuries there, and the homeowner was notified that the structure was on fire and was able to get out. So the fire marshal is helping us with that incident.
Wood says there's no word on why the woman attempted to set the house on fire at this point. The incident remains under investigation by the Pensacola Police Department and the State Fire Marshal's Office.
And speaking of Mike Wood and the PPD, they say that they've responded to shots fired, a shots fired call this week.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for what you would have expected.
Oh.
A homeowner had reportedly shot a raccoon out of a tree near their property. Mike Wood says officers are still investigating, but they expect charges to be filed. And he says in the city, you have to be able to articulate why you fired a weapon, and you got to have a valid reason, such as defending yourself, someone else, or possibly a pet from imminent danger. But shooting at a raccoon just cuz does not cut it.
Well, the Alabama teenager who was attacked by a shark this week in Walton County is heading back to her home state. Lulu Gribben has been at Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola since the attack. Her right leg was amputated from that attack. She's now headed to a different facility where she'll work with an amputation specialist. Gribben was one of three people attacked by sharks last Friday. All three attacks happened within a few miles of each other and within a two-hour span. There's no word on what hospital the girl is being transferred to.
And thieves made off with a big haul in Foley this week. Around $45,000 worth of copper was taken from a construction site on Monday night.
Oh.
Foley police say the brazen theft happened at a construction site near the Baldwin Regional Medical Center on North Alston. Copper wire and various sizes of piping were taken, and investigators believe the theft happened between 5 p.m. on Monday and 6 a.m. on Tuesday. Police are still investigating, and if you have any information, you are asked to contact the Foley Police Department. 619. We'll take a quick break. When we return, another quick check at the roads and weather, or at least as quick as we can make it, followed by some state and national news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is tomorrow at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rose, is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We still got some heavy backups on I-10. If you're traveling eastbound towards Escambia Bay, you're going to be backed up to Pensacola Boulevard. We have had some detours being taken as a result of these backups from previously reported traffic incidents. Therefore, Scenic Highway, heavily backed up if you're traveling northbound. North Davis Highway, heavily backed up if you're traveling northbound. Where those two roads meet, heading over the water into Pace, we've still got some backups heading that way over there, particularly if you are traveling towards Chemukla Highway. Also had a lot of backups on Highway 95A if you were traveling northbound towards Quintet, and we still have very heavy backups there because that is another path to Pace. So if you're trying to get to Pace from Pensacola, you are going to be having some issues. Also, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Muskogee Road, still got some backups over there also. Same with Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And let's see, then it's going to be Gulf Breeze. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, you're going to be backed up all the way across Gulf Breeze Parkway. And then there's going to be another wave of congestion that hits you that basically covers the entirety of Three Mile Bridge. So very, very, very hellish day on the roads. Steve, you said you had a camera on I-10. Yeah. How's it looking currently?
It's still traffic is backed up, of course. At the Scenic Highway exit eastbound. Three lanes are being squeezed down to one. And if you're in that backup, use the far right lane. That's the one lane that's being directed through because the accident is still being worked and that's occupying the other lane. So it's the far right lane you should get into as soon as you can, and traffic is flowing through there and continuing on to their destination.
Okay. And as for the weather, it's looking better than the roads.
Much better.
Still kind of hot.
Yeah, hot but clear tonight. Low about 77. Tomorrow, hot. High about 91. Saturday and Sunday, hot about 91. But it should be beautiful for the beach or anything else you want to do outdoors for the weekend. Right now, it's still warm. It's 90 in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton, and that's the weather.
All righty. Thank you very much, my friend. Getting into state headlines here. Sunshine State stepping up its efforts to combat human trafficking. Attorney General Ashley Moody was in Tampa earlier today to launch the state's new human trafficking strike team. The group is made up of FDLE agents as well as deputies from Hillsborough and Pasco counties. Moody took shots at President Joe Biden while highlighting the new resource, and she says the strike team will fight back against transnational criminal organizations exploiting Biden's open border as a way to bring victims into the United States.
Wow. Well, looks like millions of people in Central and South Florida are experiencing some catastrophic flash flooding right now. Nonstop rain has drenched parts of the southern half of the state for days, including Miami, Fort Myers, and places like that. Governor DeSantis has declared a state of emergency, explaining the area of low pressure has resulted in widespread heavy rainfall, totals of 10 to 15 inches of rain. That's not snow, rain. The governor is urging residents in the area to seek higher ground, which is not very easy to do in very flat South Florida. And of course, flooding may impact critical infrastructure there, like the roads in the region.
And a Northeast Florida organization is making sure communities are ready for any disaster. FarmShare is partnering with Global Empowerment Mission to hand out hurricane preparedness supplies at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds on Saturday morning. Families will get an emergency kit filled with non-perishable foods, water, and toiletries. Pet supplies will also be available. NOAA is expecting an extremely active Atlantic hurricane season, which will run through November. Steve, how are our national headlines looking here very quick?
Well, the national headlines, as I can scroll through the computer right now. The jailed American journalist Evan Gershkovich is going to have to stand trial in Russia. The Wall Street Journal says their correspondent has been jailed for 440 days now on trumped-up espionage charges. There's no word on when the trial would begin. The Biden administration sought to negotiate his release, but Russia's foreign ministry said Moscow would consider a prisoner swap only after a verdict in his trial.
My goodness. And then is the U.S. Department of Justice revealing its findings in a years-long investigation into the Phoenix Police Department. The almost 130-page report was released Thursday and shows the department used excessive force that it says violated the constitutional rights of individuals, especially minorities and those who are homeless. During a virtual press conference, Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division added that officers would also use escalation as de-escalation, which in turn would put officers into public at risk. The investigation was opened in August of 2021.
Well, a new poll shows the guilty verdict in New York's hush money case against former President Trump has little impact on who the voters are going to cast their ballots for in November. According to the Monmouth University survey, which was conducted earlier this month, Trump and President Biden continue to draw almost identical levels of support. Just over 4 in 10 registered voters say they will either definitely or probably vote to reelect Biden, while nearly an identical number say they will definitely or probably support Trump.
And speaking of Trump and just how much he can get away with while people still support him, Wisconsin Republicans defending him after it was reported that he criticized Milwaukee during a closed-door conference meeting on Capitol Hill. Now, of course, we cannot, you know, confirm or deny if he actually did say anything, but it's nonetheless being reported. Punch Bowl News reported that Trump called Milwaukee a horrible city. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden said that Trump was specifically referring to the crime rate in Milwaukee, while Representative Brian Stell said that Trump didn't make the comment at all. This comes as Milwaukee is set to host the RNC next month. So
like Milwaukee. I used to live about 25 miles south.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, we'll see the response he gets in Milwaukee for the RNC
when
that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming that he's there.
That's, well, of course, the RNC is going on there.
Well, I know, but that's the thing. I mean, sometimes we've got these events. I mean, heck, he wouldn't even debate his fellow Republicans. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't know if he was going to be there with 100% certainty or not. But if he is, we'll see the response that the audience gives him.
Milwaukee, what a town. Well, it looks like the Oklahoma Supreme Court is dismissing a lawsuit from survivors of the Tulsa Race Massacre. They were seeking reparations. As many as 300 African-Americans were killed in Tulsa back in 1921 when an angry white mob raided the prosperous black neighborhood of Greenwood and and destroyed over 1,000 homes. In 2020, four survivors sued the city of Tulsa and claimed the destruction continued to affect them, but the court dismissed the lawsuit, and the Oklahoma Supreme Court affirmed that decision.
All righty. 6:30 here. We'll take a quick break. We got Fox News coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, some sports headlines, followed by health, business, and science and pop culture. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Jack Callahan. President Biden and Ukraine's President Zelensky meeting on the sidelines of the G7 summit signed a 10-year Ukraine security deal.
A lasting peace for Ukraine must be underwritten by Ukraine's own ability to defend itself now and to deter future aggression anytime in the future.
The president also said he would not commute any sentence that his son Hunter might get for his conviction Monday on federal gun charges. He'd previously said he would not pardon him. Senate Republicans voting against a bill to ensure access to in vitro fertilization nationwide. Senate Majority Leader Schumer reacting.
Republicans cannot say they're a pro-family, but then vote against protecting IVF.
Opponents argued the bill would have violated religious liberty, requiring insurers to cover fertility treatments. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Tesla shareholders today voted to ratify CEO Elon Musk's 2018 pay plan 5 months after a judge in Delaware ordered the company to rescind the package, finding it had been improperly granted by the board. The vote in support of the compensation plan, originally worth as much as $56 billion in Tesla stock, doesn't override the court's ruling, but provides a public relations victory for Musk and could help his effort to sway a court to give him performance options in the future. Starbucks is getting in on the value menu trend, the coffee chain unveiling what it's called a pairings menu. It's offering a handful of options for customers. The Starbucks pairing menu offers bundles for $5 to $7, depending on what customers opt to pair with their coffee, a croissant, or a breakfast sandwich. More new closing highs for a couple of the major indexes on Wall Street today. The S&P 500 up 12 points, and the NASDAQ Composite, which gained 59, both notched record finishes now, four consecutive finishes. The Dow and
This is Zach Galb with the Sports Minute. Bill Belichick received a long and well-deserved standing ovation from Patriot fans last night as a six-time Super Bowl winning head coach was in attendance for Tom Brady's induction into the Pats Hall of Fame. Belichick is about to start his media career with no NFL team hiring him for this upcoming season. I don't think that media career will last long, though, because I see the hoodie making his triumphant return to the sidelines in 2025 and coaching either the Dallas Cowboys or New York Giants. I'm Zach Galb.
Now at O'Reilly, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive two times O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey team that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Summer's here, and there aren't too many people that wake up each morning and say, I think I'd like to buy a new air conditioning system. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. No one wants to encounter the experience and inconvenience of replacing their home's air conditioning system, and we understand that. That's why we do everything in our power to make the experience pleasant and uncomplicated, and most of all, worry-free. All of our American Standard systems come with a 3-year parts and labor warranty, and we have systems that fit any home on any budget. If you need a new air conditioning system for your home, call me. We're here to serve you.
Climatech, Climatech. Call 857-4700.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Big Game Fishing's 53rd Annual International Billfish Tournament is Thursday through Sunday. Check out the action downtown at Palafox Pier, afternoons 3 to 7. For more, see visitpensacola.com. The Perdido Key Chamber's Spill the Beans Community Conversations is Friday morning at Hub Stacy's at the Point, beginning at 7:30. This month will feature Florida Power and Light. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still a lot of runoff from the accidents that we had earlier this afternoon, especially on I-10. If you're traveling eastbound towards Escambia Bay, you're going to be backed up basically to Pensacola Boulevard. And we've still got some runoff on the detours. So North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards UWF, still got some problems there. And on Scenic Highway, if you're traveling northbound passing I-10 and heading in that same direction. And some of that runoff has bled onto North 9th Avenue. You know, so we've still got a lot of congestion going on. I can say, very happy to say, that it has visibly decreased. And Steve's got a camera on that. We'll get some details on it in just a moment. But we also have some backups still on Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox. And then Gulf Breeze, still giving us a lot of issues. If you are traveling southbound on 3 Mile Bridge, going to have a lot of congestion there. And then once you get past Gulf Breeze High School and start traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, you're going to have a lot more backups in that area as well. Steve, before you give us the weather, how is that camera on I-10 looking?
Well, the camera looks good, but the view is not that good. But it's getting better. It's getting better. We still have the far right lane getting through the accident investigation area right there on I-10 eastbound, just around Scenic Highway there. It looks like people are getting through and squeezing over to the right lane where they should be to get through, because that's the only lane that's open. And right now it seems to be improving for everybody who's been sitting there for who knows how long, really since about 3 o'clock when this accident happened.
Oh my goodness.
Hopefully they don't have to go to the bathroom or anything.
Well, and luckily the sun is going down. Speaking of which, how's that weather looking, my friend?
Well, it's still kind of warm, though. We are expecting clear skies tonight, down to about 77. Tomorrow, about 91. Saturday, about 91. Sunday, about 91. And right now, it's still 91 in Pensacola. 91 also in Gulf Breeze and 92 in Milton. And that's the weather.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Getting into our sports headlines here, we got some score updates for everybody.
Oh, good.
So if you weren't paying attention last night, Celtics beat Dallas 106-99. They now have a 3-0 lead in the NBA Finals. Game 4 is going to be tomorrow night, also in Dallas. I would be greatly surprised, if you know anything about momentum in sports, I'd be greatly surprised if Dallas wins tomorrow, even with them being home and even if Luka doesn't foul out.
Well, they might pull off one game.
Well, hey, I hope they do. I wanted Dallas to win it, and Joe and I were the fools that predicted they would win the series.
You predicted the Mavs would win?
Yes, and Joe did the same. Joe had them in seven. I had them in six. I will say, can't speak for Joe, but I will say I made my verdict very impulsively. I definitely let my bias against Boston get in the way, but that's neither here nor there. Either way, we were dead wrong. Looking at games for tonight, we've got the Stanley Cup Finals Game 3, Panthers at Oilers. That's going to be getting underway in about 20 minutes on ABC.
Yeah.
As far as scores that we already have or are developing, Braves beat the Orioles 6-3, their first win in a minute, so good for Atlanta there.
Yeah.
Also, we've got some other local teams here. Marlins and Mets tied at 0, and Rays and Cubs tied at 0 as well, so not a lot of action there.
Go Cubbies.
Yes, and then we've got started at the top of this hour, WNBA action on ESPN, Storm at Wings. The Storm are up 37-34 with about, let's see, 3:39 to go in the second quarter. So that's a decent game there. All right. So yeah. If you're looking for, and obviously we've talked time and time again about the WNBA growing in brand. So keep an eye out for that. Again, that's on ESPN. And then just a couple of quick headlines here. So JJ Redick interviewing for the Lakers job. We heard that he was a candidate. Then Dan Hurley fell through, and now it's back to Redick. So we'll see how that goes. He's supposed to interview for it this weekend. We had Tom Brady immortalized in New England.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I happened to see that on TV. Yeah. He was immortalized there. Of course, if you never heard of him, he's the legendary quarterback, Tom Brady.
There you go.
He was inducted into the New England Patriot Hall of Fame last night. Along with the honor, franchise owner Robert Kraft said, no one else will ever wear his iconic number, which, of course, is number 12. And a statue of the quarterback is going to be unveiled during the upcoming NFL season. Yeah. And so, I mean, this is a guy who's a, you know, so many quarterbacks come along through history, all the way back to, like, Bob Greasy, Miami Dolphins, many years ago. But this guy, I think, is probably, in my mind anyway, one of the all-time best.
Well, and that's the thing. You'll always have the contrarians that come and go. But I think just once he won in Tampa Bay, I really think that killed any doubt that that any realistic contrarian had. I mean, at least in my opinion, who cares? Who cares what I think? This is the first statue that the Patriots are going to be erecting. Not only that, I think it's supposed to be 12 feet tall, fittingly enough. Then we've got some more Saints tight end news today. Not Jimmy Graham this time. It's Juwan Johnson, set to undergo foot surgery next week.
Ouch.
While the procedure is expected to sideline him for a bit, the hope is for him to be healthy in time for the regular season. Had a little under 400 yards and 4 touchdowns over 13 games last year, so obviously a sizable impact for the Saints offense there.
Right, yeah.
Moving on to health, business, and science, Wall Street opening mixed a day after the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 172 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were slightly higher.
And if you're looking for good news, here are some. A key report shows inflation slowed down last month.
Alrighty.
The Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index held firm in May, although it's up 3.3% from a year ago, but that's not too bad. Not taking into account energy and food prices, the core CPI increased 0.2%.
Yeah,
that's right. 0.2% last month and 3.4% from a year ago. Meanwhile, the energy index saw a 2% decrease.
And more Americans filing for unemployment benefits from the government. Numbers released today show a jump from 229,000 to 242,000 in the week ending June 8th. Most analysts had expected that number to come in at right around 225,000.
Well, Elon Musk, you've heard of him by now. He says that Tesla shareholders are approving his $56 billion pay package. The CEO made that claim on social media late yesterday and added, and we quote, "Thanks for your support." A man of many words. The results of the shareholders' vote will not be official, though, announced until this afternoon. And we're still waiting for that announcement during the meeting at Tesla's headquarters in Texas. Shareholders are allowed to change their vote right up to the start of the meeting. If the pay package is approved, Musk will still have to convince a Delaware court that had previously ruled against it. And that legal process could take months or even years.
My goodness. And lastly here, before another quick check of the roads and weather, we've got Lincoln, Nebraska being ranked as the best major city in the U.S. for renters.
Really?
That's according to Forbes Advisor. And right behind it, Omaha, Nebraska. Lincoln was in the top 10 for metrics, including monthly rent price, percent of income spent on rent, and number of available rentals per 100,000 households. Omaha also ranked well for median monthly rent and was in the top 10 for number of units with on-site parking and average price per square foot. As I said, I would have to assume that this is just because it's not a huge, like, attraction. You know, there's Cornhusker football in and that's about it. So, I mean, that sounds like an insult, but it is a fact. Because, as you notice, Raleigh, North Carolina is third place, followed by Austin, Texas. I mean, these are places that I would say have more going on. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being a bit mean to Nebraska. That's not my intention, but whatever. 6:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. I-10 traveling eastbound towards Escambia Bay. Still got some heavy backups there. And those backups have bled onto Scenic Highway, North 9th Avenue, North Davis Highway, so on, so forth. It does appear to be decreasing. The same can be said for the traffic that's heading into the Pace area coming from UWF and approaching Chemukla Highway. Once again, not too severe. In the last spot that we had with some backups, if you were traveling into Pace on a detour, was going to be Quintet Road coming from Highway 95A. But just about all the backups in that area have seemingly cleared out. Steve, is that camera that you were looking at showing the scenic exit, is that looking any better or worse?
Well, the traffic is flowing a little better, but it's still the far right lane that's getting through it. Right now I'm checking out the Pensacola Bay Bridge, and the backup going into Gulf Breeze from Pensacola, it's moving slowly, but it's still pretty well backed up.
Very much so, yes. And once you get over the bridge, as you continue eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, it is still very heavily backed up there as well. As for the weather, I'm assuming it's still hot.
Still hot, yes. Clear skies expected tonight, low about 77. Tomorrow, hot and sunny, about high 91. So it looks like Saturday and Sunday, the same forecast, lots of sunshine. Good weekend for the beach. Right now, it is still hot outside. A 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton, and that's the weather.
Terrific. All right. Pop culture notes here. Bruce Springsteen celebrating the 40th anniversary of his song Born in the USA.
Wow.
Yeah, he's set to release a new translucent red vinyl of the record this week. It comes in a new gatefold package and will also include a booklet, four-color lithograph, and new linear notes. The new vinyl will be available to purchase tomorrow.
40 years?
Yeah.
I remember when the song came out and it was brand new. And everybody never heard of this guy and went, wow, this guy, we ought to call him the boss.
Well, and the rest is history.
Yes, the rest is history. Def Leppard, they're giving fans a sneak peek of their upcoming song, which is called Just Like 73. In a message on social media, the band posted a pair of phone numbers for the fans in the UK and the US to call. They'll be greeted with a recorded message and a short snippet of the song. Just Like 73 marks the first new material, original material, from Def Leppard since their 2022 album Diamond Star Halos. No release date has been set for that album, but we'll keep looking for it.
And Late Night with Seth Meyers. Okay, wow, that just sounded like I had the worst lisp in America.
Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah, I think I even said last night, which is incorrect. Late Night with Seth Meyers is losing its live band.
Oh.
The 8G band, fronted by Long Island native and SNL alum Fred Armisen, is being let go in September due to budget cuts. The band has been with the show for 11 seasons. Keyboardist Eli Janney tells Vulture the band will be pre-recording some of its music for the show to use next season.
Well, a lawsuit's been filed against a hospital in Michigan by the lead singer of the legendary group The Four Tops. See, Alexander Morris says he was battered by some staff members and racially discriminated against in April of 2023 when he was there seeking some help for a breathing issue at the Ascension Macomb Oakland Hospital. That's in the Detroit area. The suit claims the hospital staff did not believe he was a member of the group, and he was placed in the restraints in order to undergo a psychological evaluation. Well, after his wife arrived and proves his identity, the staff changed their minds. Well, Morris says now that they had offered him, you know, just kind of make up, a $25 gift card as part of an apology. Wow.
Yeah.
He declined the offer. He's seeking over $75,000 in damages.
I mean, as I said, if this came down to, okay, is this guy really Alexander Morris? Like, you are riding whether or not we strap this man to a bed.
Right. Hello, folks. Things called phones exist. Google. Exactly. Look at a picture of him. There
he is. Just look it up. And yeah. I don't even know why that's medically relevant anyway.
Yeah.
Journalist and television commentator Howard Fineman has unfortunately passed away.
Oh.
His wife, Amy Nathan, posted the announcement on X, indicating his two-year-long battle with pancreatic cancer ended late Tuesday night. He was born in Pittsburgh, and he worked at Newsweek for 3 decades, regularly called on by MSNBC for analysis, and plus his op-eds appeared in several places, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Real Clear Politics. He was also a lecturer in Pennsylvania and an author of several books. He was 75 years old at the time of his passing.
Well, thousands of people are expected in Tennessee's Bedford County this weekend to celebrate one of the South's sweetest combinations.
What's that?
It's the annual RC Cola Moon Pie Festival.
Ah.
Yeah, RC Cola and Moon Pie. What a combination. It's happening in the tiny village of Bell Buckle on Saturday. Interesting name, Bell Buckle. The event includes a parade, clogging performances, live music, and the crowning of the RC Cola King and Moon Pie Queen. See, the gathering culminates with the cutting and the sharing of the world's largest moon pie. Love that. I love moon pie.
Yeah, I haven't. I have not had either. I've never had them together, and I have had neither of them in years. Moon pies and RC Cola. No, wait a minute. That's not true. I found a moon pie that was Oh, it was somewhere. It was probably old. I probably shouldn't have eaten it, but I ate it anyway. I can't remember where and when that was.
Was it a little crunchy?
Yeah. No, actually, I don't think it was. Oh, was it? Was it in one of like? Was it in a work vehicle one time?
Oh,
I can't
remember.
I've eaten some strange things. That's neither here. We can save
that explains everything.
Yeah, we can save that for wacky and weird, I guess. 6:50, we'll take one last quick break for this hour and for this evening. When we return, one last quick check of the roads and weather, followed by wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Be the one
who changed a kid's life. Learn about teens, siblings, and special needs children awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text KING to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text KING to 42424. That's KING to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Spend a fair amount of time talking about whether Escambia County commissioners have done enough to prepare for and manage growth properly. A couple of key subdivisions are controversial right now. JoJo Finley is one, and the other is in Motley Court. Also started a new series on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office shooter training facility and process. Had a chance to see it for myself, and we'll be walking you through that process over the next few days at the 6:35 time. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 6:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. It has been all about I-10 and the roads that are even remotely perpendicular to it.
Right.
If you are traveling eastbound on I-10, heading towards Escambia Bay, that bridge over there just past Scenic, we still have very heavy backups that are going to be giving you trouble all the way back up to Pensacola Boulevard. And we still have some minor issues on North Davis Highway traveling northbound, passing UWF and heading into Pace over the water. Same with Scenic if you're traveling northbound towards that same direction. The congestion has heavily died down, so it's, you know, slowly but surely fizzling out. And Gulf Breeze, the same can be said there, but very, very slowly. If you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach on Gulf Breeze Parkway, you're going to be backed up closer to Gulf Breeze High School, and then you're going to have another chunk of congestion backing you up, basically halfway on Three Mile Bridge. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up, but that is quite a lot. Steve, how's the bridge looking on that canyon?
Well, the bridge is kind of slow and go right now on the southbound lanes heading toward Gulf Breeze. It looks like they're doing maybe 30 miles an hour at the most, but it's flowing. It's not stop and go. And
okay.
So it looks like it's kind of filtering out. And in the I-10 situation there at Scenic Highway, still one lane getting through the far right lane. So if you're in that backup, try and get toward the far right lane as soon as you can, and then you'll zip through.
Yeah, I'm trying to
sort of zip through.
I'm trying to kind of slowly piece together, okay, when am I going to leave the office and how am I going
to
get home?
Well, that's right, you have to go that way.
Yes, unfortunately.
Well, maybe hang around. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I am going to hang around for a little bit. Maybe start piecing together the script for tomorrow. We'll see. But yeah, and then how's the weather looking? It's hot.
It looks a lot better than the traffic. Clear skies
I would
tonight.
Like to hope so.
Yeah, it's
going to
be clear. Low about 77 tonight. And basically the same forecast for every night through the weekend. But daytime, high about 91, 92, mainly sunny and basically hot. Right now, it is still warm. It's 90 in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. And that's the weather.
Thank you very much, my friend. We do have some texts coming in here last minute. Pace and Milton are jammed up. Yeah, we were noticing that, especially if you're traveling, coming over the water, approaching Chemuckla Highway, coming from the North Davis area. That is some runoff from the accident reports here. And it says, someone else said the eastbound ramp, the eastbound on-ramp from Scenic to I-10 is closed. So we've still got some hefty alterations going on in that area, as the smart people would put it. But yes, just keep those texts in mind as well. Thank you all very much for your input throughout this evening, by the way. Alrighty, very quickly here, getting into some wacky and weird stories. A Kentucky man in jail for allegedly shooting a gun in his own yard.
Really?
Yeah, WKYT reports that Shane Beal reported suspicious activity near his vehicle Tuesday morning. Police found no evidence of the suspects, but a neighbor then reported that Beal was shooting a gun in his yard.
Oh.
Yeah, Beal claimed he was shooting at a suspect who had broken into his home. No evidence was found of a break-in. Beal was arrested for false reports. I can't stress this part enough. Intoxication and criminal mischief.
That might have something to do with it.
Yes, maybe.
Well, Fort Worth police say a woman who drove off in a mortuary van with a corpse inside is under arrest. The 35-year-old allegedly got into the van this week and drove it out of the mortuary parking lot. Police say they located the van and its contents were returned to the mortuary service and charges are pending. I was just wondering why she did that. Maybe the contents were named Abby Normal.
Oh, that's a good one, my friend. I will say, I was wondering the same thing. Why would you do that? But you know what? That's what the wacky and weird stories are for.
Yeah.
That's what they're for. We can't make sense of it. A bit of a wacky slash good news hybrid here. An unusual element to a middle school graduation took place yesterday in Needham, Massachusetts. 23 sets of twins were among the 8th grade graduates at Pollard Middle School.
23 sets of twins.
I know,
that
it's
means
insane.
That's a lot of twins.
Yes, 46 to be exact. 23 times 2.
Oh.
46 twins made up 10% of 8th graders at the middle school who are now headed to high school. So congrats to them.
Yeah, well, speaking of people in Massachusetts, the state itself tops the Wallet Hub's list of the best states for working dads. As we approach Father's Day, Massachusetts reigned supreme because of the great economic conditions for the dad demographic, topped off with the state having the best parental leave policies of any state, along with some of the best school systems in the country. And I wonder, again, how they determine how Massachusetts is the best state versus the other 49.
Yeah, I don't really get it. But you know what? Nonetheless, good for the Massachusetts dads, I suppose. 'Tis the season with Father's Day weekend, after all.
Yeah, maybe they just asked everybody in Massachusetts.
Perhaps. That would be quite an extensive survey, yet quite biased. A 12-year-old named Saborno Isaac Bari is attending New York University. He's been lecturing at university since he was 7, and he says he does math for fun.
And he's 12.
Yes, and he says he'd like to one day become a professor, and while at college, he hopes to have daily discourse with the math geniuses who attend NYU. So congrats to Saborno there.
Mm-hmm.
Saying your name how it's spelled. Hope I'm saying it correctly. Steve, you will be with us tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
And I greatly appreciate you coming in today.
Same time, same station.
Yes, and as I said, I just found out yesterday that you were coming along. So I think for a last minute preparation, we did quite well for ourselves.
It's not over yet.
Yeah.
We've got a few seconds to go.
Yeah, we've got a few seconds and then we're halfway there with Friday's show. We're halfway done. But I think we will hold our own pretty well. So thanks again for coming in and helping us here this evening. And that's all we got for today. So we will see you tomorrow, 4 to 7, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio Pensacola. Good night, everybody.